When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Age of Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Steve. I just wanted to let you know that for all the latest on our podcast, hit us up at EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're also on Patreon if you want to check that out. But our homepage is with the Age of Radio Network at ageofradio.org/everythingilearnedfrommovies. And if you're looking for some amazing art, check out my wife's Etsy page at untidyvenus.etsy.com. All kinds of great stuff there. Also, follow us at PodcartFest, that's PodcartFest, for our periodic art and podcasting festival that we're going to be hosting. It's actually pretty cool. Check it out. So yeah, on that note, let's get to the show. Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies.
Mini episode.
And tonight.
Oh, tonight.
We have a little bit of a Mountain Duel, but it's more of Dorito Dukes.
I don't know. Put up your Dorito Dukes.
Put up your Dukes. Babe, what are your Dukes?
All right. We have...
You can tell by the rustling of the bag.
We have the knockoff. The knockoff of the Takis Fuegos.
How dare you say such things? This is Doritos brand.
Doritos brand Dinomitas. Ooh, they have dinometers on them.
Oh.
Dinometers? So we have Dinomita Chili Limon Hot on the Dinometer.
Ooh.
And we have Dinomita Flamin' Hot Queso Extra Hot on the Dinometer.
Ooh, okay.
Let's see. The Chili Limer Hot and Rolled with Chili Limon Extra Flavor and Extra Crunch. And Dinomita's Flaming Hot, Bold with Queso, Extra Flavor and Extra Crunch. There we go.
There you go.
So, Steve, who should we start with?
Do you want to go hot and then go extra hot?
Let's do it.
So, Chile Limon first.
Chile Limon.
Wait, he said these are Takis of Takis Fuegos?
Knockoffs of Takis Fuegos.
What are those, babe?
Little rolled spicy chips. They're delicious. Oh.
Okay, that explains why these are like little rolled.
They look exactly like this.
Yeah.
Have you never had a Takis?
I've seen them. I honestly don't think I've had them, but I've seen them.
Oh, we gotta get Takis Fuegos next.
It's a shame.
And we have Takis Fuegos blue. The very hot ones are blue.
Dave, I'm sorry. They're not Mountain Dew or Doritos, so why would I ever put them in my mouth?
They're not Yum Brands.
Yeah, right?
I'm gonna pop this top.
Oh, my top! There's that.
That smells like lemon and lime and salt.
Yeah.
They're red. They're rolled.
They are rolled like a candy cigarette.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like it's basically the round tortilla chips fried and rolled.
Yeah, just rolled. Yeah. They're Oh, they're red and off red. No, they're like just red.
They're Takis.
Yeah, they're red 40.
They're Takis.
Mm. Oh! Yeah.
Good bite.
Spicy. Yeah, definitely lemon zest to it.
These are very much like Takis.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad at all.
They're significantly hotter than Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
They're much, much more acidic than any of the other, like, chili lime flavors we've tried thusly.
Oh, there we go.
Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of extreme. Like, it's, I don't know, there's a lot of flavoring on them.
Yeah, they're like the Jack Doritos, flavoring-wise.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get Flamin' Hot Queso. These ones are extra hot, babe.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
They smell like cheese.
Yeah.
They're red, they're round, and
they,
rolled.
They don't as well that spicy, but maybe that's just because I had the chili lemon, but...
Maybe. Yeah, the chili lemon smelled spicy.
Yes, yeah, even kind of sniffing on them, it's like...
They smell like cheesy.
Yeah. Well, going in. Oh.
They're Flamin' Hots.
Yeah.
These are less spicy than the, you know, the chili lemons. Yeah.
I don't...
Even though the bag says extra hot.
I don't get it. Yeah, this is...
It's just Flaming Hot.
Yeah.
I say just Flaming Hot. I love chip Flaming Hot, okay?
Yeah, totally, yeah. It's just like a crispier, like, Cheeto. Almost.
It's the same dust, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the hell out of these.
Hmm. Yeah, about all. Well, I guess the verdict is they're both good, but, for some reason, the Limon ones...
Those are much hotter.
Hit a little harder. Yeah.
Is it maybe the extra acid?
Maybe. Yeah, I'd say like the Flamin' Hot ones are almost like a 6, but then Limon's are like an 8. Like, yeah. You know, not getting like ghost peppers and shit like that. But
yeah. No, on the edibility hot scale.
On the I can still taste afterwards kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's up there. Yeah, well, there you go. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. No, just kidding. Because we still have, guys, Entertainmart. You know them, you love them, you've heard us talk about them, I'm sure. A little video store we have out here that sells physical media, and occasionally they have their sales. I think the most recent one would have been President's Day.
Yeah!
So we got the two mystery bags for $18, is that what they are?
No, $14.99, babe.
$14.99 plus tax. That's right, it was $18 because we also got 20 Superstar Movie Pack. What? What are you talking about, Steve? Apparently there's 20 movies on here, including intrigue, action, romance, mystery. Then it has pictures of a bunch of actors and stuff on the front, like Nicole Kidman, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Bill Murray, Tom Selleck, Sally Field, Ernest Borgnine.
There's also a giant Tom Selleck in a bow tie.
Of course, that's the real selling feature. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 4 DVDs and 20 movies.
For $1.99.
Yeah, looking at the back, like the only ones I know... that I've seen are like Laser Mission, starring Brandon Lee and Ernest Borgnine, and BMX Bandits from friend of the podcast Brian Trenchard Smith, starring was she even 18 yet? A young Nicole Kidman.
Very young.
The rest, though, babe, these have some interesting titles, and I was curious. Maybe you could guess what the plots are based on the titles.
Jesus.
Don't worry, we're not going to do all 20. I'm just going to look at a few here. Here we go. How about Bailout from 1989, starring David Hasselhoff.
Bailout, starring Hasselhoff.
1989.
So. I'm gonna say that he is a sailor who gets lost at sea in a dinghy, and he's having to bail the water out when along comes a gorgeous yacht with a beautiful blonde on it.
It's a valid guess. Yeah, I can go with that. Oh, shit. No, babe, looking at this, it's also known as WB Blue and the Bean.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, the initials WB, comma, Blue and the Bean.
I'm having another talkies.
Also, Bailout. A trio of hapless bounty hunters are recruited by a shady bail bondsman to try to keep a witness in a drug trial alive to testify. Also starring, babe, I believe Linda Blair is the other bounty hunter.
What?
Yep. Tony Brubaker. Oh, John Vernon. He's got to be the bad guy. Oh, shit. Max Dad's in this. Gregory Scott Cummins.
Oh, shit.
We may have to check this shit out. Well, of course, because we own it now.
Put on the list.
From the director, Max Cleven, director of anything we've heard of? Runaway Train. No. Okay, he's assistant director, Runaway Train, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Oh, he's a stuntman. Oh, shit. Yeah, we're definitely going to have to check this out. Let's see. How about another one on here? Concrete Cowboys, 1979, starring Tom Selleck. The hell's a concrete cowboy, babe?
Concrete Cowboys. It's a story about some cowboys who go to New York City to try and make it as singers. And it turns out that they're actually not very good, so they have to start turning tricks in the streets.
I mean, you are surprisingly close. It's about two ex-cowboys from Montana who wind up on the run when they are set up by a corrupt sheriff, and they arrive in Nashville, where they open up a detective agency, and soon they are hired to foil a kidnapping involving a singer. Any guess who the other cowboy might be? Nope, don't even try. It's Jerry Reed from Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh!
And the woman, Morgan Fairchild.
Alrighty, also, I would not have guessed any of that.
Yep, also starring Claude Akins. Just looking through the cast here. For people I know. Oh, Grace Zabriskie. So Concrete Cowboys coming soon. Alright, let's do one more.
next year, this is our year.
Right, yeah, we're gonna have a month. Death Sentence. Okay, babe. Yeah, Death Sentence, starring Nick Nolte and Cloris Leachman, 1974. What do you think it's about?
One more time. Death Sentence?
Death Sentence, 1974, starring Nick Nolte and Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman is actually a deranged psychopath who's been killing people on the road. And who's starring with her?
Nick Nolte.
Sorry, my brain's still stuck on Hoffman for some reason. and Nick Nolte is the only one who can stop her.
A juror on a murder case begins to believe that the man on trial is innocent of the crime, and then discovers that the real killer is her own husband. I believe Nick Nolte's the husband, Cloris Leachman's the wife. Lawrence Lickenbill is the husband, whoever the fuck that is. Oh, also starring Alan Oppenheimer. I think he created a bomb. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't fucking know anybody else in this. All right.
Nobody else is in this, babe.
Directed by E.W. Swackhammer. It's going to be great.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Joey Calvez. I want to tell you guys a little bit about the Department of MetaHuman Affairs. This one is a story about a team led by a retired sidekick, two felons, a failed actor from Broadway, and a reprogrammed cyborg. But their first mission is to stop the criminals who have robbed a bank, and they will have to set the world at ease. You're going to get 180 pages of entertainment, action-packed awesomeness right here in the first six issues in a collected hardcover volume one. All you got to do is head on over to Kickstarter.com and type in the Department of MetaHuman Affairs or DMA and check it out right now.
All right, but babe, the people have waited long enough for me bullshitting about Tom Selleck back.
We're going to watch these.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what? We're supposed to get like 6 inches of snow tonight. Or I just went out there and it's like 40 degrees and beautiful. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to melt all the snow. We're going to get flooded. So
either way. So let's open up some movie packs. Because either way, it's the end of the world. Global warming and microplastics. I don't know.
The sound you're hearing is a brown paper grocery bag with a orange on top. Oh, actually, I'll say, this is almost half open already, but here we go. And we take a glance inside. And right on top, we have The Sonata, starring Freya Tingley and Rutger Hauer. As a hot chick playing a fiddle.
Steve, that's play, a Dixie chick.
Play at your own risk. All right. A gifted musician inherits a mansion after her long-lost father, Rutger Hauer, dies under mysterious circumstances. She discovers his last musical masterpiece riddled with cryptic symbols that unravels an evil secret. It looks like there's creepy fucking kids on the back, so maybe that thing is haunted?
Yeah, those are the Children of the Corn right there.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Why did Rutger Hauer have Children of the Corn?
I mean, don't judge the man's eating habits. All right.
I'm just going to keep eating these in the background.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of crunching around. We also have In Control, starring Anya Savchik, Levi Meaden, and Rory J. Sapner. Who?
Who?
And it also includes two bonus movies.
They all have the same lipstick.
They do. It's because they've been kissing, babe. It also includes two bonus movies, Hologram Man and Silencers. This looks like a fucking sci-fi like a, movie pack.
It's like something. A Maze Runner knockoff.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know anyone in any of these movies, so...
No.
Oh, wait. I misspoke. Hologram Man has Tiny Zeus Lister Jr., a.k.a. Debo.
Tiny Lister!
Yeah, Will Sanderson. Ooh, Clarence Williams III's in Silencers. Yeah, I don't know any of these shit. So, coming soon. Hey, babe, we already have this one, but if you're a member of our Patreon, you might get this as a... Somebody might be getting this next Christmas in a little holiday pack. Tom Cruise, Steven Spielberg, Minority Report.
Woo!
Oh, shit. The greatest living actor, Nicolas Cage, and the worst living actress, Taya Leone, together at last in The Family Man.
One of the most just blah movies ever made.
Pretty much. Oh shit, these are all from from Deseret Industries.
Somebody got these at the DI, oh my god.
Coming next, Jason Mayhem, Transporter 3.
Yes!
Ashley Judd, Morgan Freeman. I know you're trying to go through the 8 movies they did together in the 90s. This one is High Crimes, where I assume they get really baked and go robbing liquor stores.
But also, like, I don't know, I wouldn't have put Ashley Judd and Morgan Freeman together, like, in my head. And they did, like, 10 times. So many movies together.
Oh, shit. Here we are. Evidence that can't be denied. That's right. UFOs and aliens.
Just because white people didn't do it doesn't mean it's aliens.
Appears to be a 2014 feature, about 3.5 hours long. Yeah, it looks like a compilation of Stupid Shit that was probably airing on one of the channels.
History Channel, babe.
Questar Entertainment. Never heard of them. Oh, shit. The one review they have from the Video Librarian. 3.5 out of stars. A fascinating series. High recommended. Which means I assume I recommended while high. Oh, babe.
Sorry, I had to let the dog out, guys.
Who let the dog out?
Me.
Oh, here we go, babe. Angelina Jolie, Johnny Depp, nominated for 3 Golden Globes. The Tourist.
Oh.
Have you ever seen this movie?
Yes.
Yeah, it's so fucking bad.
I actually watched this the same day I watched Chocolat.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, it was a bad day.
All right, starring Jeffrey Patterson and Rumor Willis. That's right, the offspring of Bruce and Demi.
Oh.
Woman on the Edge! Investigative journalist puts her own life at risk when she discovers that there may be a link between the recent death of her sister and a number of murders that are set up to look like suicides.
Hmm.
Sounds thrilling. What else do we have? Ooh, Jane Seymour in another Questar Entertainment feature as seen on the Hallmark Channel. Dear Prudence, sorry.
Dead Prudence.
Sorry. Look, there was police tape on here. It had Jane Seymour. Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. Who's this fucker?
Meanwhile, the side thing that I could see, you said Hallmark Entertainment. I'm like, yep, that's about a woman inheriting her kooky aunt's house and shenanigans ensue.
Indeed.
Nope.
I mean, maybe. We have this one too. Maybe coming soon if you're a Patreon. Michael Douglas, Kiefer Sutherland, and Ava Longoria in The Sentinel.
Oh, this was on TNT forever.
You know, I used to think that Matt Damon was a bit of a Streisand, but then, The Bourne Identity! Oh, shit. Fuck yeah, dude. RoboCop. Not in, like, a special edition or anything either. Like, Daniel Herlihy's on here.
Yeah, this is the Walmart special.
Yeah, totally.
Fuck your special, Special feature song.
All right, this is a stacked fucking cast, but I've never heard of this movie. Vanessa Redgrave, Patrick Wilson, Hugh Dancy, Natasha Richardson, sorry, Meryl Streep, Glenn Close, Together at Last, in Evening.
What?
From the author of The Hours.
Jesus.
Oh yeah, Claire Danes, Toni Collette's in this. Goddamn. As Anne reflects on one beautiful and life-changing weekend with the one true love of her past. Oh, shit. Babe. Danny what? Trejo and apparently fucking robots.
Robots with skulls painted on them.
Yeah, Cartel 2045.
A new breed of drug war.
Ben Bussey of WarpedPerspective.com says, a perfectly enjoyable old-school sci-fi action romp.
Perfectly enjoyable. It's fine.
From Juarez 2045 Incorporated.
Yes.
Man, Danny Trejo really is the star looking at the back of this thing, too. Like, second billing is Brad Schmidt. Oh, but babe.
Steve.
We have a classic. And I know you love it. May the odds be ever in your favor. The Hunger Games. The original. The shaky cam one that you love. And because one Jennifer Lawrence just isn't enough.
Oh, we got more J-Law laws.
The House at the End of the Street. Also starring J-Law.
This was a bad movie.
Yeah, I got about 5 minutes into that movie and I was like, you know what? Nope. No need it. You know I do need my life, babe?
What do you need in your life?
Gerard Butler.
Oh, Gerard Butler.
Maybe with a side of Jennifer Aniston. In what? The Bounty Hunter.
What?
Oh, it's one of those stupid rom-com things. Like, yeah.
They've both been weirdly photoshopped. Their proportions are all off.
Yeah, it's a...
Like, how long his torso is?
It's a movie poster. Of course they've been photoshopped.
This is fucking weird.
You think they...
Her hips are up here and his hips are way down here.
Yeah, there's also an exploding car behind them, so...
And they're chained together.
They're cuffed together.
All right, last two. It's all chained together.
Last two for this pack. We
they've
have...
been kinky sex together.
Ooh, it's a double feature, babe.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. It's the double feature of I Know What You Did Last Summer, The Crabs and They're in the Trunk, and When a Stranger Calls. Starring Project Runway alumni Selma Blair.
Guys, me and my mother have been watching Project Runway, which means Steve's been watching Project Runway. Guys, Steve is into Project Runway, I think.
Yeah, right.
Steve, do your Tim Gunn.
Where's Anton? Designers, I have a surprise for you.
I like
this week you're going to be inspired by pet fecal matter.
I liked your whole thing about Heidi Klum shooting the loser into space. Airtight.
Yeah. Babe, according to Larry King, it's one of the greatest sports movies ever made.
I don't trust Larry King.
What? I think Brian from History of Bad Ideas agrees. Billy Bob Thornton, Friday Night Lights.
Oh, shit.
I know
shit.
He's a huge fan of the series, so I assume he's also a fan of the movie.
Have you seen this movie, Steve?
I have not.
How have I seen this movie and you haven't?
I don't know. Babe, sports movies peaked with Any Given Sunday and He Got Game. Why watch any others?
So you haven't seen The Replacements?
Of course I've seen The Replacements.
That's the greatest sports movie of all time. No, but you know what? We really should do, like, a Football February or something.
Yeah.
Sports Ball September.
Yeah, Football February, just as the season's wrapping up. Get everybody excited for the UFL or whatever. How's that pronounced? Awful.
Awful.
All right, now we're on the bag number two. This one has a purple...
this is one. Coming. This is the one, this is the one I picked. This is the one you picked.
Ooh, okay. Let's see if mine are even any better. Probably not. All right, open it up. And right on top we have, oh Jesus, this is a good start. Starring Kevin Sorbo, Walking Tall, : The Payback. He's raising the stakes to new heights. Oh, shit. Starring Kevin Sorbo and Yvette Nipar. Who's she? Shit. She was in the RoboCop series. Shit, she was in something else we watched recently. Oh, yeah, Dr. Mordred. That's what it was.
Yes!
That's right. Hercules and the chick from Dr. Mordred together at last.
Yes.
All right, reaching deep into the sack here. Jodie Foster with a gat in The Brave One. I think I might have seen this when it came out. What was this, like 2007? Yep, 2007, yeah.
Yeah!
Babe. Babe.
Steve.
This next one. Oh my god. Oh my god. We finally have it.
Uh-oh.
We've done a full-length commentary on it, but not an actual episode.
Oh, shit.
It's actually the last full-length commentary we did.
What?
From the director of The Fast and the Furious.
What?
The Hurricane Heist.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, physical media.
Just a second. I gotta let the dog in.
Why?
Because otherwise he's gonna bark in hell.
Whatever.
He left his bone in the yard. You know what that means. He's gonna have to go get it at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Good for him. I hope. I wish him the best of luck. All right. Gael Garcia Bernal and William Hurt in The King.
I think I'm tired of King movies.
Dark, disturbing, and audaciously original.
No, we already saw that one about the woman who kept getting raped.
That was the last duel, but...
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, Paul Dano's in it, apparently, too. Good for them. Just kind of reading the back. Oh, somebody named Elvis. Anyway, I'm sure it's great. Oh my god. The only person on this cast list I know is Chris Christopherson as Gabriel. God's best friend. Babe, what do you think this movie is about?
It's about a dog.
It's about a dead dog.
It's about a dead dog!
Or an angel dog, a faithful friend with one last mission. Oh god, here we go. Jerry has just taken over his mother's flower shop and has booked his first wedding. What? While running late for the job, Jerry's involved in a car accident that results in the death of the couple's dog. Oh,
Gabriel. Oh, they murder a dog?
Oh, wait. The dog's name is Gabriel, so Chris Christopherson is the voice of the dog. Which leads them to postpone the wedding. Not ready for doggy heaven, Gabriel returns only to find out that his owners never got married and that the only person who can see him is Jerry.
Wait. The flower guy killed the couple's dog on the way to the wedding?
Well, yeah, it was a car accident, babe. It happens.
The couple getting married? I'm done.
After a little convincing, Jerry joins forces with Gabriel in rallying the town folk together to make sure the couple gets the wedding of their dreams. Heaven is on pause for this pooch.
Nope. Canceled.
Coming next week.
Canceled.
Starring a bunch of... Oh, okay, I know Trace Adkins. Ooh, and Dennis Quaid. I can only imagine the song you know, the story you don't.
What is the song?
I can only imagine.
Sing me a few bars.
I don't fucking know it.
So it's not the song.
I can only imagine.
Hold on, I'm giving.
Oh, God. Pete Hammond of Deadline Hollywood says, A+, very entertaining, and will inspire you. Doubt it.
It's by Mercy Me? They're one of those Christian rock bands, right?
Mercy Me, I assume. I mean, look at this cover, babe. This is definitely a Christian movie.
Well, it's got an ad about telling me to... I'm
See?
Done.
I was perfect.
You were spot on. You've heard this song before.
And up next, we have The Christmas Project.
It's not the Christmas Karen.
Nope. Sometimes the most meaningful gifts are the hardest to give. The Dove Foundation gives this 5 doves. Not even fucking joking. A Christmas tale about loving others.
Is the Dove... Foundation the soap or about the bird?
It's the soap.
Oh
babe,
my god.
Babe, look at those doves. It's the fucking soap.
Oh my god, it's the soap. The soap. Oh my god. It's
a Christmas tale about loving others, even if they are the enemy. What?
What?
Coming next week. Starring a bunch of fucking kids, from all I can tell. Alright. Deeper into the sack he goes.
Get into your sack, Steve.
Sarah Jessica Parker and a bunch of people I never heard of, except maybe Paz Vega. All roads lead to Rome.
Oh, I think I've heard of
this. Sometimes first love needs a second chance. I assume it's Sarah Jessica Parker going to Rome and getting her groove on.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, I think it's a Tuscan Roman sun.
Under the Tuscan sun.
Under the
Roman sun, yeah. Babe, do you remember last talk, Nick August Cage?
Yes.
Yes, but I prefer it my way. Lord of War!
Lord of War!
The sequel's coming soon! Oh, I think we have this one, too. Zach Braff and a bunch of bullshit. The Last Kiss.
No, I'm good. If he doesn't have time with him, I'm not interested.
This might be in French or something. Because it's Le Dernier Baiser. Quick, turn around.
Zach Braff.
Okay,
stars in hilarious. Oh!
Oh, yeah.
C'était les vendettes, c'était comédie, tordante, et... Irresistible.
Shit, maybe we got the French version.
Stament. I think it's both. Oh, it's the Canadian one because it's got both.
Oh, the Canadians. Oh, shit, babe. We have A de sus grandes películas.
Oh!
Vincent Fernandez collection, it looks like. Yeah, a bunch of Spanish movies.
It's Vicente Fernandez?
Vicente Fernandez. Eight of his incredible movies, like El Cuatrero, Hijo de Pueblo, La Bronca, or El Coyote in La Bronca, I don't know. Como Mexican no Hedos, El Embustero, Juan Armenta, El Sinvergüenza, and El Macho.
I'm pretty sure this El Embustero is about a busty lady.
But fuck yeah, it is. Yeah, like that cover. Freddie Highmore, Carrie Russell, August Rush. Little kid playing a guitar. I'm sure it's horrible. Oh, shit. Here we go. Neil Patrick Harris.
What?
Rebecca Gayhart.
What?
Angus T. Jones, the little kid from Two and a Half Men. And a special appearance by Rob Lowe. The Christmas Blessing.
Okay.
Young doctor finds himself questioning his career choice, so he goes to his hometown to soul search and reconnect with his father. Yeah, it's a Hallmark movie starring NPH and Rebecca Gayhart. And I assume Rob Lowe's an angel or some shit. Bradley Cooper, Jeremy Irons, Dennis Quaid, Olivia Wilde, and Zoe Saldana in The Words.
The Words.
They know how to use them. Ooh, the extended cut. Thank God. The extended special edition with 4 extra minutes of silence in The Words.
Oh, so much silence.
All right. Last handful of sack. Wow. The cover is literally White Girl Face Blindness in White Oleander.
They all have the same lipstick, too.
Yeah. Oh, shit. This is, like, heavy, too. Must have a couple special editions in here or something. Ooh, Cole Hauser's in it. Oh yeah, here we go. Alison Lohman, Robin Wright Penn, Michelle Pfeiffer, Renee Zellweger. Whoa. Pass. Demi Moore is the rural juror. No, just the juror.
The juror.
Oh, looks like Alec Baldwin's in it. James Gandolfini. Wait, is that Alec Baldwin?
That looks like Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah, okay, there's his name. Yeah, Alec Baldwin.
Right. I was saying, it's
one of the Baldwins.
It's
yeah,
a Baldwin. I don't know if it's that Baldwin.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, shit, here we go. Brendan Fraser, Mos Def, Scott Glenn, Journey to the End of the Night. They took a picture of Brendan Fraser when he was talking to his girlfriend on the phone or something.
Right? What it is it's a race for Brendan Fraser and... Scott Glenn here to fuck Mos Def. That's why he looks so worried. One of us is getting his butt.
Where life is cheap, hope is priceless. They're gonna get that butthole.
They gonna get that butthole. They gonna get that butthole.
Oh, we definitely have this one. Bruce Willis and the flawless Irish accent of Richard Gere with special guest appearance from Jack Black. The Jackal.
Oh my god, you and I got really drunk one night and watched this when you were at the Presidio.
We sure did.
That was like 8 years ago. Why did we decide that Jekyll was the movie to watch?
I don't know. Maybe I want to see Jack Black get his arm blown off.
All right.
Last two. Nicole Kidman and Will Ferrell in the straight the TV to movie adaptation nobody asked for. Bewitched.
This is 100% a movie nobody asked for.
The only thing. Look, the only cultural relevance of Bewitched is the Family Guy joke. I am a witch. I'm a Clippers fan. It's not funny! Anyway. Yeah, special edition, though, so maybe this one's funny. I don't think I've seen it, honestly. I'm just checking to see who's in it. Shirley MacLaine's in it. Michael Caine? David Alan Greer? Steve Carell? Okay, cool. Oh, shit. And the last one. Oh my god, babe, I think we started watching this one and we stopped about 10 minutes in.
Oh no.
From the makers of Left Behind.
Oh god damn it. Oh god damn it.
Starring Corbin Burnson, Mr. T, and Captain Power and the Soldiers of the Future's own Jessica Steen. Judgment.
Nope, I'm done.
It's the final judgment for those left behind. CBN Television, whatever that is, says riveting and emotionally stirring. The American Family Association says intense conflict, superb acting, and intriguing plot. Supreme leader of One Nation Earth, Franco Macaluso, Nick Mancuso. Who's he? I think he played Billy Bedlam in Con Air. He rules the world with an iron fist, and his longtime nemesis, Helen Hanna, Lee Lewis, whoever that is charged with crimes against humanity by the World Court and Mitch Kendrick. What? Corbin Burnson is the troubled, reluctant lawyer assigned to defend her. Prosecutor Victoria Thorne, Jessica Steen, is not only Kendrick's ex-lover, but a high-powered attorney with a ruthless ambition to condemn all capital H haters. Like haters with a capital H. She has arranged that the verdict will convict Hanna if the trial's pre-written script is closely followed by Mitch. But as Mitch digs deeper into the evidence and begins to doubt his own beliefs, he decides there's only one way to uncover the real truth. To put God on trial. Within the final verdict lies the fate of the innocent, the ultimate destiny of a lost soul, and an inconceivable judgment against God, capital himself.
I don't care.
Oh shit. KFAV Radio says Corbin Burnson is the perfect choice for the role. Arnie Becker with a conscience, and Mr. T, a kind of Christian B.A. Baracus.
What?
Promise Keepers gives it 4 stars.
Oh, because we trust those guys. Aren't those the Proud Boys?
Oh my god, there's even a making of and deleted scenes in the special features. Babe, coming next week, The Judgment. Or just Judgment. Well guys, thanks for listening to me say stupid shit for about 20 minutes.
Woo!
Babe, are you on social media at all?
I am. You can find me everywhere. Untidy Venus. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. How about you, Steve? Where can we find you?
Oh, you can find us everywhere on all the major podcatchers and everything I learned from movies. Or hit us up directly on Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, and Blueski at EILF Movies. That's everything I learned from movies. And guys, with our Patreon, just $2 a month gets you early access to all of our episodes. Woo! And our monthly exclusive episodes.
Yeah.
And guys, when the holidays roll around, we'll send you some cool shit, including some of these movies.
Some of these movies.
Do you want a Christian B.A. Baracus?
One of you is getting Mr. T is the Christian B.A. Baracus.
That's right. You get a picture of Corbin Burnson and Jessica Steen. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And somehow it still make you turn the movie off after about 5 minutes. But yeah, hit us up. I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Missy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies.
Every night, everybody.
What's going on in the Congo? Things look pretty bad in the Congo right now. I hope you folks have lots of money. Did you get the diamond?
No, the diamond's already here.
Kahega!
Stop eating my sesame cake.
In one's green drop drink.
Who's got them? Tell me!
Relax. You're in better hands than you should be.